It's that time of year again to bring the HBCU energy. Target has you covered from a range of Black-owned or founded products, alongside impactful opportunities to support and invest in the next generation of HBCU excellence. Whether it's homecoming or brunch with the girls, add an exclamation point to the menu with the Bronx-owned Ghetto Gastro's waffle mix and syrup, and Slutty Vegan's tasty dips. Even better, make it a party with fun games like Lyrically Correct and Culture Karaoke. Discover more ways to tap in with Black-owned or founded products for your next social gathering. And oh, by the way, did you know Target's bringing back the HBCU Design Challenge? A creative competition pairing HBCU students with Target mentors. Keep an eye out for Target Scholars as well, a scholastic program offering financial assistance and internship opportunities for HBCU students. Lock in with Target this homecoming season and beyond at target.com/blackbeyondmeasure. You know what else Target is doing? They're sponsoring season 2 of Illuminating Intersectionality, hosted by myself, Chef Jade, Dr. Takiya Robinson, and Fran of Hey Fran Hey. It's a 3-part series, season 2, that discusses intersectionality as Black women in different spaces. And in this particular season, we are covering what? HBCUs. Illuminating Intersectionality drops homecoming week. Make sure you listen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to the colorful world of Skittles. Skittles brings you a jolt of 5 fruity flavors in every bite, giving you the chance to taste the rainbow like never before. Break free from the ordinary day-to-day with the help of Skittles chewy candy. Skittles is a must in my candy jar, movie snack, even my secret, so an afternoon pick-me-up. And I don't even care who knows it. Add a splash of joy to your day with Skittles. There's nothing better than fruity fun that tickles your taste buds. Taste the rainbow.
Last night I dreamt of San Pedro, just like I'd never gone. I knew the song, young girl with eyes like the desert. It seems like yesterday, not far away, tropical the island breeze, all of nature wild and free. This is where I long to be, La Isla Bonita. And when the samba played, the sun would set so high, ring through my ears and sing my eyes your Spanish lullaby. Boop, 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 boop. You know that song?
I feel like I do. I don't think I know the words, but I definitely recognize the tune.
It is Madonna, La Isla Bonita.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I did that for Latin Heritage Month, yes. Even though Madonna is not Latina.
In no way. In no way. But praise the Lord, niggas, nonetheless.
Praise the Lord, niggas. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien.
¿Cómo la flor?
Bien, bien.
How are you?
I'm fine. Shout out to my friend Dez. I went to brunch with Dez, Keisha, Janaea, and Renee over the weekend, and we were talking about Selena. And Dez was like, "A happy Reina. Hispanic Heritage Month to everyone except Yolanda."
Agreed. I remember.
I was like, I can stand behind that messaging.
This is very bad, but when I used to work at the jazz club, we got all the acts. So we had a Mexican singer come in. She had a residency for like a week. And the first day she got up there, Mama looked just like Yolanda Salvador.
Oh, my God.
Is it Salvador?
I was like, anyway. Is it Salazar?
Maybe it's Salazar. Yeah. Yolanda. Whatever. It don't matter. The bitch, Yolanda. And so the lady looked just like her. And it took when I tell you all of the self-control in me not to boo her whole performance.
Boo!
Because I
was like, I was like, you killed
Selena.
You know, I love a boo. Boo. Tomato, boo. Tomato. Tomato.
You know, I do too.
I love a boo. Boo. Boo.
We do.
Boo.
Here at Getting Grown, we do very much love a boo. We very much believe in shame in the proper facets.
I boo everywhere.
Same.
I boo in church. I boo at work.
Same.
I mean, say boo. Something that I disagree with. I'm like,
keep it, boo.
Yeah,
and keep it at an alto boo. That's really disrespectful.
Boo. Tomato.
Is it alto or is it tenor? What am I?
Your boo. That what you just did was kind of tenor-ish.
It was a tenor boo. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm a tenor boo.
I love a good boo. But yes, boos are always appropriate.
Boos are always appropriate, and I want you all to do more of that. Also, just a little side note, a little tidbit. If somebody flicks you off in the car, if people are still doing that, blow them a kiss. It pisses them off. I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh.
I've stopped throwing bananas. I've stopped throwing things at the car.
Thank God you
started blowing
bananas.
Kisses. I stopped bananas years ago. Like, you all have seen the growth and the evolution
I have,
of me.
I have.
I have just seen, in this 7 years.
Jay threw a Chick-fil-A drink at somebody's car.
Now, she fully deserved it. I just want you all to know.
We was going to be
when
fighting.
People get funny, I get hilarious.
Oh,
but
gosh.
I've stopped so much of that because people are not well.
Yes.
So
I'm so glad.
But blow them a kiss, baby. Would I tell you a proper way to piss somebody off?
How are you doing, sis? How are you doing, sis?
I'm all right. I'm trying to avoid getting my child's cold.
The children and their germs, huh?
Petri dishes. Little petri niglets. So I mean, when I tell you I don't know how our mothers and our grandmothers, like, shout out to them. I know we've had some conversations around the challenges, but shout out to them for the things that we won't do. Cause there's a few things you're not cuddling all up on me.
Move
with your cold. I love you so much.
Go away from
here.
Me with this Apollo. Go away.
Oh,
from
no
me.
One knows. I'd be like, put the mask on in the house when you have the cold, put it on, go on the couch,
do
make
not
an
touch
island.
Me. Touch me not.
You know, I feed her. I nourish her. She's had all the smoothies. I try to hide all the things in the smoothies. It's spinach. I put sea moss. I put all the things so that, like, she can get all the nutrients. You know, I take care of her all day, but I take care of her from over here because we can't both be sick. This is counterproductive to, you know, this household moving the way that it should. So
I am with these preventative measures that you're taking.
I'm that mom. I'm sure
fully
somebody's
subscribe.
Listening. They're like, I let my baby snot all over me. And that's so good for you. I love that for you. But for in the Verrett household, I do not allow my sick child to lay on me. And she still knows that I love her. And I practice gentle parenting. So. And I think there's a tolerance grandmothers have that even mothers don't have. Because it was my mother-in-law's birthday the other day. Shout out to her. And that's how I knew Noah wasn't feeling well, because she was like, I can't go to Nana's dinner because I'm not feeling well and I don't want to get anybody else sick. I was like, you really not doing good. Guess who stopped by the house after dinner? Nana.
Because she don't
I was
care
like, Nana,
about
we
that.
Gotta do a, we gotta do, I said, we gotta do a COVID. I did one. She doesn't have COVID. It's a cold. But I said, we gotta do a COVID test and stuff. Like, we don't want to get you sick. I don't care. She's like, come, my honey. And Noah goes and she just holds on to her. I was like, oh, I'm so glad someone's touching her.
Jay's like, I've not touched her in days. This is wonderful.
Love her. She touched me for 10 months. So I think I'm well within my right to say I don't want this cold. I'm still a great mom. This is going to be a Noah's Mother
I'm
episode
still a great
in
mom.
Years to come.
Still great.
But you know, my mom just wouldn't touch me when I was sick.
No.
She acted like I had leprosy.
She did every time. And she still does, if I'm being completely honest.
It's true. Yes. I will come with the episode too, but it's me.
I'm the problem. It's me.
I am the problem. How are you, sister?
I don't have any complaints. I'm safe. I have what I need. I'm moving through the days and weeks and counting down into my next vacation. I don't know when that will be, but
we got a little project dropping next week.
Very exciting. Exciting.
Very exciting times. Exciting times. Down at Burger King, we are, listen, when I say that before Target comes
Hello?
And they're like, Jade.
They're going to be like, notes.
We are sick of your shit. Illuminating intersectionality.
Yes, we are bike.
It's bike.
For season two of Illuminating Intersectionality. This season, we are still applying intersectionality's tools and language as a lens for exploring and illuminating the experiences of Black women. But this time we are focusing on the experiences of Black women at historically Black colleges and universities. HBCUs, that's right. We are helping Target to celebrate HBCUs by focusing on this special demographic of institutions of higher education. And we're coming back to you guys with three new podcast episodes. Under the Illuminating Intersectionality show. So we're excited.
Yeah. No, this does not mean that, you know, you guys are getting a new weekly podcast. Mm-mm. But Illuminating Intersectionality is its own series brought to you by Target and Black Beyond Measure. And, you know, we put a lot of intention into these episodes.
Lots of work.
So lots of work. Yes. And we hope that you all will definitely go and support and like and comment. It definitely helps us out. And really listen to the content, because each episode is different. Each episode carries a beautiful weight within itself of information. And each episode was produced and hosted by each of us. So it is not a video series this go around. Mm-hmm. It is an audio series. But that allowed us to pour even more into the content itself. So without having to worry about being zhuzhy. You know what I mean? So... go listen, go like, go subscribe, go rate 5 stars. Please keep your 3. They do nothing. And this is not a Chinese restaurant. A Chinese restaurant, if it has 3 stars, I know it's good, because I know it's authentic. Mm-hmm. If it's got 5 stars, it means too many white people eat at it.
That's correct.
But as for this podcast, we don't, the 3 stars are not helpful. The 5 stars are. So give all 3 episodes a listen. We very much appreciate you all for continuing to support us at every iteration of everything that we do.
For sure.
And we really do work hard and very intentionally to bring you all quality content, not clickable content.
Ooh.
So period poo. So anyway. We have a wonderful show for you all today. Remember a couple weeks ago, Key and I discussed our current eras, some of our past eras,
what that looked like. Gratitude era.
Beyonce was in her gratitude era, as are we.
Correct.
And so we asked you all to chime in and let us know what eras you're in and talk to us. And so this is going to be an episode. You are the visuals. We are going to be going through all of you all's, not all, but a good portion of your responses in regards to the eras that you are currently in. But we're going to take a little break, ski-ski, and we'll be back with our kitchen table.
Ski-ski-ski-ski.
My sister's popping right now.
All right, in the way of shout-outs, I'm very pleased to make an announcement. Jade and I recently had a photo shoot. And we were both blessed to have our makeup expertly applied by a New York-based makeup artist named Mashuda.
Yes.
Mashuda did an excellent job on our makeup for our shoot. Hopefully you guys will see those images very soon. Howsoever.
Oh, you will.
Mashuda is having a makeup masterclass on November the 4th. It's a masterclass in New York City. It's going to be filled with all creative fun. It's going to be a live demo of Mashuda doing her signature looks, as well as, you know, you'll get all kinds of goodies, and there'll be a special guest. You will learn skin prep, makeup application, marketing and organization, and photo shoot tricks. What's included in the price, you'll see a demonstration on a live model. There's a certification that comes with attending this class. There's also gift bags and lots of hands-on training. We will, there's a link in the bio, in Mashuda's bio. We will make sure that that link will also be in the description box for this episode. But November 4th, if you are in New York City and would like to attend this masterclass from this celebrity makeup artist. Please check it out. Okay? Because she had us looking real good down to the photo shoot.
Listen, did things to my face. I'd never had done before.
Yes.
What was the white stuff that was all over my face?
So we all know that, sort of a trade secret makeup artistry is the milk of magnesia helps to address issues of oil production on the skin. So if you give your face a good coat of milk of magnesia, it will help keep you from getting oily throughout the day.
Oh.
So it's like
actually works.
Yeah, it's a primer. It's a primer. And it's something that we shouldn't really use every single day. But if you're going to have a photo shoot or a day where you're special occasion or something where you need a full face, this can sort of help your makeup to have a little bit more staying power.
Oh, and your girl is Hwali. So,
see, but you didn't get greasy. You didn't get shiny one time while mm-hmm. we were shooting. And we went to brunch after and the face was still facing.
It was still facing. Now, eyelashes are always my aversion
kryptonite
to everything. Yes. I'm always like, ooh. But on camera, the eyelashes she put on me were exactly what needed to be done. And, we love a good face over here. So make sure you all check out the makeup class. The link will be in the description box. And go get you some good tips.
I know that's right.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit, credit to the people.
This segment is brought to you by Target and Black Beyond Measure. It's that time of year again to bring the HBCU energy. Target has you covered from a range of Black-owned or founded products, alongside impactful opportunities to support and invest in the next generation of HBCU excellence. Lock in with Target this homecoming season and beyond at target.com/blackbeyondmeasure. And of course, Target is also sponsoring the new season of Illuminating Intersectionality, featuring myself, Chef Jade, Dr. Takia, and Fran of Hey Fran Hey. All right, welcome back to the Kitchen Table Talk. Now, like we said in the intro a couple weeks ago, we did our era episode, and I felt like that was not a super planned episode, but really led to some really great conversation and a great exploration, right? Mm-hmm. A time to sit down and process and kind of think about where you're at and be intentional with that. And we asked you all to share what eras you were in. And so we got lots of responses. We got some emails. We got some, we did a Instagram poll. Shout out to the team, XD and Mary. And so, we want to see kind of if there's any trends in the eras that people are in right now, what this is saying about us collectively as women, as Black women, as femmes, as however, you identify in this particular era, and then what era do we feel like we're entering as a society and shifting out of? So, sister, you want to read some of our responses that we got about certain current eras?
So I think, there's a lot of variation, but there are some sort of clusters or buckets of how the responses generally fall. There are a good deal of us who are in the era of what I will characterize as like figuring it out. People adjusting to changes in their circumstances and their conditions and their environments. So there's like some processing, some active processing. Then I feel like there are some people who are clear that change and transition have happened, right? I'm in a new space, and I am learning this new space, personally or professionally. Then we have, this, I think another sort of distinction is there are lots of folks who are being more intentional and focusing on ease and peace and cultivating better practices of self-love.
Boundaries.
Yeah, like whatever that means. However, I'm gonna focus. This is the era that I focus on myself. This is the worry mm-hmm. about myself era. I'm worried about myself. I'm not worried about what's going on around me. I'm worried about myself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I think those are like the main three buckets. So in the you know, figuring it out sort of space, there's lots of introspection, there's lots of reflection, and honestly, there's lots of what the fuck is happening. Like, I want to honestly acknowledge. I want to acknowledge that, and just sort of say that that's okay. Mm-hmm. There is no pressure. You it's totally okay for you to have no idea. I'm in the era of I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm always in the era.
I've been there. I have absolutely been in the era of what? What? What is happening?
Yeah, many times over.
Yes,
currently, always.
And I think that it's fair. Like, you know, I think that that is something that comes with adulting. It comes with us sort of acknowledging that there will be seasons of I don't know what's happening.
There's an ease that comes along with an understanding that there will be seasons that you don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, because I mean,
it relinquishes some of that pressure.
Yes, because it's not a function of your failure. It's not a function of you not trying hard enough. There will just be some seasons of life that are unexpected and weird and will throw you for a loop, whether mm-hmm. it be like a breakup or the loss of a relationship of any form, you know, professional, romantic, personal, friendship, family.
Hormonal.
Exactly. There are some folks in here, and I'm wholly relating all of our girls that are coming into this 40 plus era, this perimenopausal season.
I love it. Let's talk about hormones, bitches.
Like the changes in our bodies. Okay, the bodies are doing what they want. You hear me?
They are. They are and will. And will continue to do what
they're
they
doing
want.
What they want to do.
My body and it's I bring me era.
My body is like, hey, girl, it's my season of it's my world.
Oh, my body is it's my party and I'll cry if I want to.
So, yes. Lots of reflection, lots of boundary setting. Many people were saying, this is my season to say no. This is my season.
Ooh, I like that.
This is my season to protect my peace. This is my season to focus on self-worth, self-love, learning what those things are. This is my introspective era. This is my era of intentional solitude, purposeful solitude.
With a C, yep. Intentional solitude
yes,
era.
I want to be alone by myself and be okay with that. I love that for us. Also sort of like, you know, also reconnecting to my dreams, I think is very powerful. I'm reading a book that I got at the Woman Evolve Conference. Sarah Jakes wrote her new book, her latest book called All Hope Is Found. And it talks about the distinctions between hope and faith. The differences between them, but the relationship between them, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I was listening over the weekend, Dr. Anita Phillips was actually preaching in Sunday service, and she said, faith is the belief that it will happen. Hope is the belief that it will happen for me. And there are so many of us, right, who are people of faith, and we believe that good things are possible, but sometimes the disappointments and the conditions of life will, without you even realizing it, right, will condition you to stop believing that certain things will happen for you.
Yes,
and that's really you know, especially
we've heard that.
Yes,
recently.
As it relates to your timeline and all of the you know, deadlines that we put on life milestones. If I'm not married by this age, then I'm not gonna get married. If I'm not a parent,
if I
by
don't
this
have a
age,
baby by this.
Yes,
age.
Then I'm not gonna become. So like all of that stuff, and I think in Sarah's book, it's been really helpful to sort of. It was a call out for me because I hadn't realized all of the ways that my grief has sort of canceled some of the things, canceled or reframed or reshaped some of the ways that I used to see the world. Yeah. Because, you know, and it's fair and it's nobody's fault. But, you know, the disappointments of your life will make you reconsider whether or not this is something that you should keep wanting. But yeah. But there is some work that's involved around reconnecting to the hopes and dreams that we had as little children. And believing that regardless of the timeline, those things are still possible. So reconnecting and recognizing, Bella Mexi, I think that's her name. She said, recognizing that your dreams are within reach. That's the era that they are in. Mm. And I was like, that's powerful. And that really, that connected. Also, folks were saying, this is the era where I'm getting my ish together, honey, because I'm all over the place.
Because 2024.
Yes.
It's a cyclical year.
Yes.
And we want to, you know, this is the era. Have your shit together.
Yeah, like Beyonce, Autumn Glover said, this is the era that I have all that I need and want, and this is my contentment era. I'm content.
Oh, wait. Oh, well, then you'll have some wonderful merch coming your way soon, actually, because you're safe and you have what you need.
Yes.
Okay. Naturally, Shelly.
Yes, I was just
about to
read
that.
Speak
to my soul.
Go ahead.
I'm in my purging era.
Get rid of
anything that no longer serves me.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, that's my type of time. In my physically, mentally, emotionally, all of that.
Yes. I'm in my creative era. I'm in my I'm in my adulting with purpose era.
Rory Z said I'm in my float tank era.
I hear that.
shout out to Bobby.
I know that's
because
right.
That's Bobby's type of time.
My baking era. I hear that. I mean, pursuing a new hobby, you know, doing
like
what you want to do.
What you making over there? Make a good sake to me cake. I love a sake to me cake.
I was going to say that is such a black cake. Do white people eat sake to me cake? I doubt it.
I don't know, actually.
It's probably something.
That is like when my mother would make sake to me cake, I'd be like, oh, nigga, it's lit, nigga. Like, I would get so hyped for sake to me cake. I've got to do one.
So black, you do have to do
that
one.
Is very black.
In the era of, I mean, in the realm of boundary setting, Nothing But New said, this is the era of talk to me nice or don't speak to me at all.
Talk to me nice. I love this actually. Ma Peaches Natural says, I'm in my slowly blooming era. I think a lot of times there's pressures to be in a certain place, whether that be sexually, romantically, job-wise, whatever, where people will shame you for not being where they think you're supposed to be. And I love that Ma Peaches Natural is acknowledging that they are slowly blooming because it's not a race. It doesn't have to be quick. And I think that's beautiful. That's a beautiful acknowledgement. I love that one.
I love that as well. Tamara B86 saying this is her growing pains era. I think that's especially real because growing hurts. Hello.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
Building muscle hurts. Getting stronger hurts. Okay.
Kids are uncomfortable when they're growing. They have fevers. They're achy. They're
teething,
irritable.
All of these things.
Yeah.
All of these phases when you are moving from one phase of life to the next. When you get your menstrual cycle for the first time, it hurts. When you have a baby for the first time, it hurts. There are things about menopause that hurt. So when you're moving and progressing through the different phases of life, pain is often a sign of growth. And so a lot of us who may be hurting for one reason or another, you know, don't be discouraged by your pain. Your pain is often an indication that you're growing. And
absolutely. If I may also, pain can be associated, but I like to look at a lot of time as discomfort or challenge, because it's not pain. You know, sometimes can lead to just like, ugh, I fucking hate this shit. It does not feel good. And I think that's true, right? I think both can be true at the same time because we need to be transparent and acknowledge when something doesn't feel good. But I think also acknowledging that it is a challenging era. And it's not one that you're going to stay in, you know, because a lot of growth and a lot of beautiful things come out of challenge.
Yes. Yes. And similarly, there's lots of folks in the responses talking about they are healing from one thing or another. This is my era of healing. And similarly, one of the things that I've been sort of working on personally is reconceptualizing healing and what that means. Healing doesn't always feel good. I think sometimes we are, it's easy to believe that if something is healed, that means it's all better.
Yeah.
And, you know, that can be the case in many cases, but in other, you know, healing, you know, there's a wound that is left. And
it's in action.
It's, you know, and some wounds, you know, remain active, even mm-hmm. after the initial infection or initial trauma. And the work of healing is often something that we have to find ourselves doing, healing from emotional pain, mm-hmm. emotional loss. And I want to acknowledge that healing is a season. And, you know, seasons are time bound, but they often are reoccurring as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah.
And so like healing is a marathon, not a race. There will be aspects of your healing. And it's not linear in that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more cyclical than linear. So I want to offer sort of encouragement and space and grace for people who are healing from physical ailments. You know, folks acknowledged that they were dealing with different diagnoses or are making intentions about putting their health first in particular ways. So I just want to acknowledge that growing pains, healing, all of that counts.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. And we send you all a lot of love for those who are in their healing eras. Like, we send you a lot of love during that, because that is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it can lead to a feeling of frustration and hopelessness, because it's like, when am I going to get better? And that's not something that you have any control over. And so we hold extra space for you all.
Yeah.
During those particular eras. We got some, I like this too.
The emails.
Nakabira shedding. I'm in my shedding era. I like that.
Yeah.
I like the shedding. We got some listener notes that I'm going to pull up.
Yes, I pulled up one. I will start us off.
Start us off.
This is from Kalisha. And, you know, shout out to you, Kalisha, for being so honest and vulnerable. And I feel like your vulnerability is going to help a lot of people. So just wanted to shout you out and give you some thanks for sharing. Kalisha writes, Absolutely. Hello, ladies. She writes, Hello, ladies. I will be 40 in a little over a month. So shout out to all the Scorpios. She says, ooh,
ooh. My little Taurus is with leather jackets. I'm sorry.
She says, I'm officially an empty nester. I had my kids very young, so I have been in survival mode for many years, but it has eased over time. My son is 24 and living on his own, and my daughter is in her second year at Clemson University. They are thriving and doing so well, and I am as proud as any mother can be, but I am also a little lost. Because since I was 15, I have been someone's mother, head down, grinding. Mm-hmm. Now, as my kids say, it's your time, mama. I am in my transitional era, learning what I really want, not what will make everyone else happy or secure. It's scary and satisfying all at once. Listening to your show always gets me together. I sat in my car and just thought of all the ways I want to evolve. Thank you for being voices that make me feel seen and heard. That's from Kalisha. So,
Kalisha.
Thank you, Kalisha. And I shared your letter specifically because I know that you are not alone. And I say this as a daughter of a single mom who actively is working on trying to push my mom into this space of reconnecting with herself as a person, picking up her hobbies again, you know, getting back to the things that bring her joy and peace and happiness. Because so much of her day-to-day activity is connected to taking care of things for other people. And I understand and fully respect that that's a part of who she is, and that will always be a part of who she is. But I want to also encourage her to like you, be uncomfortable in this transitional era a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, it's scary, but it's also satisfying to, to learn what it is that you want, and to accept that it's okay for you to want something. It's okay. It's okay. It's not only okay, but you are worthy of that. You deserve that. That is your birthright. That is your right to want to find fulfillment in other things for yourself. So shout out to you, Kalisha, in your transitional era. It is your time, mama. And I hope you take
it. I love that.
Yes.
I love the transitional because I think so many of us are in pivotal places, especially at this pocket in life. And so to acknowledge that, I think is just, I love the transparency of it. If I may give you a morning mantra for you to say to yourself, you know,
here we go.
You ask yourself a very simple question. You look in the mirror and you say, what it is, ho, or what's up? And let me tell you, that's a simple question. You greet yourself and then you ask yourself, what's up? And then from there, you know, like, what's up? What is up? Like, what's up? That's going to be a morning mantra for myself. I hope you adopt that as well, Kalisha. I created that just for you. But yeah, look in the mirror every day and say, what it is, ho? What's up?
What's up?
What's Kalisha getting into for today?
Yes.
I love that. And as moms, that's something we also have to very much take into consideration. I've started doing it in very small ways, right? Like I used to consider them all, what y'all want to eat for dinner? And sometimes I use that when I don't know what I want to eat. Mm-hmm. But then now I was like, you know what? When I know I want to eat something, I'm not asking. Mm. I'm just making it.
I'm just going to make it. This is what
y'all don't
I
want it,
would
you'll
like
figure it out.
Yes.
Yeah. I want this tonight. So.
I love that for you.
No, I love that, Kalisha. I love that. Let me see what the next one is saying. I love it. It says, I don't know. The subject to this email is, I don't know.
I don't need the girl.
Bueno. Me llamo Susi.
Hey, Susi.
Okay. Full disclosure, I've been in the white wine a little bit this evening.
Have you a drink and reach out to us. That's what we love.
Love it, man. A few weeks ago, Kia talked about all of the mental clarity and self-actualization that 40 brings. I just wanted to comment on that. Me and my mom's birthday are 4 days apart, September 12th and September 16th. Shout out to the Virgo gang gang. In addition to both being black women Virgos, we are also only about 19 years apart. Having young parents is hard, blah, 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 blah. But the benefit of that is I wouldn't trade for anything in the world is having the opportunity to watch my mother grow up.
Yes.
The week I turned 21 is the same week that my mom turned 40.
Nice.
And you really would have thought it was the opposite. The once extremely conservative woman that didn't want her daughters to follow her quote-unquote mistakes of being a young mom has become a fun-loving, confident person and let her damn hair down for once.
Go ahead, Mom.
I'm now 27 and watching my mom's confidence grow in her 40s.
Yes.
And it's so inspiring. And I cannot wait to not give a fuck.
Listen.
Best Molly.
Yes.
I love that. Oh, thank you, Sugar
because
Pie.
The lights
I love
come
that.
On. The lights come on.
And let me tell you
just
something.
Just your capacity to say, I don't care about that. It grows.
And my mom told me, she was like, when I was entering my 30s, my mom was like, let me tell you something. 20s was cool. It was all right. 30s, I had a good time. She said, 40s, oh, it just elevated.
We up.
She's like, that's
we
my
up.
Favorite time of my life
we
is
up.
My 40s. Okay. So just saying, but I love that you shared you all's dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that you've had that perspective as well of watching your mom grow into the person that she is. And I love that you're watching her go through many different eras. And I think that's a beautiful perspective because we've been talking about our own eras. But this is one where she got some outside perspective. So thank you, Susi Mali.
Yes, Susi Mali.
Susi Mali.
The next letter is the subject is titled Determined Era.
All right.
So in my determined era, listen to this episode. The day after finding out I did not pass the Florida bar on my first attempt. Extremely disappointing news. However, I keep telling myself delayed is not denied.
That's it.
I am able to pass this exam. And come April 2024, I will be sworn in as an attorney. Determined to get focused again on studying, already creating a study plan for the February bar exam, determined to pass on my second attempt. All prayers and encouraging words are appreciated. Thank you for this episode and reminder that each season of life is just that, a season, the seasons change. And that's from Alejandra.
Alejandra.
Alejandra, I'm proud of you.
The seasons change and all the seasons are necessary. Yes. I was just talking about this. I was like, think about it. I know people be out here and they're like, I hate winter. Listen, when you have winter, allows you time for rest and rejuvenation, which then goes into spring, which is like kind of a clearing out and a coming up. Out of that summer is where it's like, okay, we're fully bloomed and blossomed and outside. And then you get into fall where you just start to kind of prepare yourself again for, you know, for getting things done, but also falling back into that ease. And so that rest and rejuvenation, every season is absolutely necessarily necessary, even if it's not our favorite season, even if it's one that we don't necessarily love, it is one that we need.
Yes.
And so we send you all of the encouragement.
Yes.
You are going to motherfucking kill the second part.
Period.
And you know what? It's the time that it needed to happen. And I know that that is cliche and we don't always love to hear that.
No.
But listen, nothing is going to change in between this time outside of you growing more confident in what you're studying and what you're learning and what you've learned.
Yes.
And your grasping of the concept of that and all of that. So we send you all the encouragement. You got this.
Period. As someone who has failed exams in graduate school, after graduate school, one of the things that I learned in that process was failure is still learning. Mm-hmm. We often sometimes think of failure as the end, but it is necessary, as Jade said, in exposing how little, you know, what we still have yet to learn about a thing. And nothing is wasted. What I've found is that, you know, in most cases, when you fail these tests, when we fail these kinds of exams, you're almost never asked how many times did you take it? Once you pass, you know, all that will matter is that you passed it. Nobody's going to ask you how many times you had to try.
Of your bar exam, whatever. The
right.
Fuck. Like, nobody's asked you that. Nobody
ever
asked you that.
It's just a part of your journey. It's a part of the steps. And like we said, there are no elevators to success, only the steps. You can't skip the steps. Some failure is often a step. And so you're just taking it. And I love that you're taking it on the chin. You're acknowledging that it's disappointing and it's okay to be disappointed, but you're disappointed and you keep going. And that's what we love. That's what we love to see. So shout out to you, Alejandra. We're praying for you. Keep us posted. Mm-hmm. Keep us posted. We'll be excited to celebrate you when you pass.
Okay.
Because you're going to pass.
But like we're celebrating you now for even also making the attempt. And if I may put my father's business out there for a minute, I had a conversation with him today. and he said, we were, you know, just talking about family things. And he was like, well, why don't you talk about some of this stuff on your show? I said, I already did. Had a whole mother episode. I said, and before that, had a whole father episode.
Did?
But so I was like, I've been talking about y'all niggas. But if I may, my dad has had to have a shift and a pivot at this age in his life and took a test recently and didn't pass it and was really discouraged about it. And I was like, my brother, you are 60 years old. And when is the last time you had to take a test?
Exactly.
Like, so now he's been turning off ESPN a little sooner and sitting down and buckling down
It'll
a little
teach
tighter.
You that maybe I need to change my preparation.
Yeah, some habits
approach.
And I'm not saying that for you. What I'm saying, I wanted you to know that people are always shifting and transitioning and changing and face disappointment at all junctures of life. When in that, oh, you got the sirens this time. It's not me. and you know, people, and my father is an example of that, a 60-year-old man who also faced that disappointment and is going to go back and take the test again. And so you're going to do it and you're going to feel better when you do it. And We are rooting. We're rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
We're all rooting for you.
Oh, Sugar Plum. All right, let's see who's next.
Okie doke.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I usually write in for graduation announcements, but I just wanted to chime in regarding this most recent
grown
woman topic. It's me. It's my me era. My
fine.
Energy, my evolution, my extraness, my eloquence, my earnings, my excellence. Oh,
come on.
You
this,
know, she, oh,
this alliteration.
Extraness and excellence. Yes. Had to pause for a little praise dance. I'm a boy mom and these raggedy crotch fruits. I love that term, by the way. I forget what I told Dr. Raquel. I came up with one myself, but I'm going to figure out what it's called. My little nuts and berries. So let's see. She's, I'm a boy mom, and these raggedy crotch fruits seem to forget that they used to live inside of me.
My Lord.
And I nurtured them until I pushed their almost 9-pound asses
my
out
God.
Of me. I still love them, though. And shout out to my man. Shout out to my man.
My man, thank my man, my man.
Shout
my
out
man.
To my man. But it's about me right now. Love you guys. And that's from Lauren. I love that. Lauren said, listen, I got two nigglets.
I know that's right.
And one big one. And right now I'm focusing on who? Moi.
I'm worried.
Me, myself. And I.
I'm worried about myself. Breathe.
Okay. Me.
Love that.
You want to read?
We have the one last more. One. We have one more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Jade and Kia. First, thank you so much for the thoughtful content that you put out every week. Thank you for listening. She says, I've learned a lot, shopped a lot, love the Black Biz recommendations, and been inspired a lot as I've listened to your show over the years. That said, I'm writing in after listening to the In My Blank Era episode to tell you that I'm in my getting my shit together era of my life.
Oh, that's right.
I'm 48 years old, and while I didn't really have a vision for this big age, I know I'd like to be doing better than I am. Not having a vision is probably what got me here, but I'm taking the lessons of the past, getting rid of the BS from the past that still affects me today, and doing my absolute best to move forward. Right now, the focus is on finances. I have way too much debt, and for someone of my age who would like to not be working for the rest of my life. And speaking of working, I've always known I want to work for myself. The fear never stops, so I have no choice but to go for it. So that's me in my era. May we all be blessed as we strive, climb, and thrive. She said, Ashe and Amen.
Ain't, come on, sister. Go ahead.
But yes, I love come that. On. Focusing on thank yourself. You. And I love that you own, that's from Anika. Anika, mm-hmm. I love that you own that you didn't have a plan, right? So many of us.
Yeah.
You know, it's because life be lifing, okay?
Boots.
All upside our heads, all of the time. And it's easy to just sort of be in this mode where you're just reacting and responding to what's happening around you. And, you know, that's enough, right? So it's easy to, you know, let the intentional planning.
Yeah.
Of your season sort of fall by the wayside. But I love that you acknowledge that I don't have a vision, but I would like to, because there are some
yes.
goals that I want to reach. And in order for me to get where I want to be, I have to make some changes. And I love that you are getting rid of, you know, pausing to reflect on what hasn't worked, making some different choices to pursue things mm-hmm. that may work better. And mm-hmm. you're getting yourself together one thing at a time, focusing on finances, then moving on business and your future. And so shout out to you, Anika. Girl, we are in your corner. We are behind you. Thank you for listening yes. to Getting Grown, and know that Jade and Kia are in full support of you getting your ish together. And we're proud of you. Can't wait to see what's next.
Yeah, we're doing the same thing. And honestly,
period.
I love the transparency. I love the transparency from everybody, but I really love Anika's viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I love that she's like, because what was the part you read? I like the first part. I didn't really have a vision for this big age. I know I'd like to be doing better than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And not having a vision is probably what got me here, but I'm taking the lessons of the past and doing my absolute best to move forward. I think the wanting to is a huge step
mm-hmm.
because a lot of us don't even have the wherewithal to acknowledge the want. Or the desire. Sometimes we're just too tired for it. And I think you saying, okay, I know I want better and I don't know what that better is, but I know that it's something. And now I've got to do something about that. And I really find that to be very encouraging. So we appreciate all of you all for sharing your current eras and, you know, for keeping it just real authentic with Kia and I over here. We try to keep it authentic with you all as well about where we're at, struggle and challenge wise, all for the sake of letting you know that we are not alone in this raggedy ass ghetto that we all collectively live in.
Yes, take that to heart. And if you are in an era or a season of struggle, know you're not in it by yourself. If you're in an era where you're trying to learn new things and develop new practices, know that you're not in it by yourself. If you're in an era of figuring it out, you're not in it alone. If you're in an era of pursuing you know, a more intentional focus on yourself, you're not in it alone. So let's lean in to each other and continue to share what we're learning as we go, because that's what this kitchen table space is all about. That's what this sort of platform where we sort of process through the ghettos of adulting is all about. So I love that, you know, from Anika, who is 48, and our other little sister who is 19, right? You know, all of us are sitting around thinking about this, going through this. So anybody, anywhere we may fall on the spectrum, you know, that you can have some sisterhood, some partnership, some camaraderie in this season and era of your life. So let's get it. We out here as we're moving into 2024. I'm proud of us.
I love that. I really am. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to kind of revisit this conversation next year and see where we're at, because it will be somewhere different.
Hell yeah.
But let's move on to this self-care, I know that's right, segment.
Let's do it.
Once again, this segment was brought to you by Target and Black Beyond Measure. Target has you covered from a range of Black-owned or founded products, alongside impactful opportunities to support and invest in the next generation of HBCU excellence. Lock in with Target this homecoming season and beyond at target.com/blackbeyondmeasure.
The leaves are turning, the weather is cooling, and you guessed it, honey, pumpkin spiced, everything is in the air. Fall vibes are now vibing and trending. Whatever you're into this fall, you can find it at Walmart. Entertaining, gorgeous fall-inspired rose gold flatware will take that potluck up a notch and greet your guests in style in an internally classic sweater dress with a bold red lip. Tailgating, homecomings, apple pickings, grab a chunky sweater and some luxe loafers for an elevated fall outing. Or pair that dark and moody floral print dress with a modern boot for the perfect low-key glam look for any fall occasion. Stay in for a cozy evening at home with a beautiful pillar and scented candles in warm and earthy colors, fleece blankets, velvet throw pillows, and the perfect at-home self-care from the beloved brands like e.l.f., Kristen S., Bubble, Dossier, and Skin Proud. Whatever you're into this fall, it's now trending at Walmart. Head to the Walmart app to shop right now.
I deserve
It is time for the self-care / I Know That's Right segment. And I wanted to share an I Know That's Right this week. So I found out today via an old classmate that the Black Kitchen series is being advertised on mainstream radio.
I love that.
Because I asked her, I was like, so she was like, congratulations, I heard you on the radio for your ad. And I was like,
yes,
thank you. What ad? And she was like, the African American food series. And I was like, were you listening to a podcast? And she said, no, this was on the radio. And she gave me the network. And I don't know how that came to be. We did not pay for radio ad space. That was not a part of the marketing budget.
It's truly the fame for me. I love it.
I'm grateful for because so much work was put in from so many different people on this project, and I know that I've spoken at great lengths about it. But I every single part, moving part of this project was intentional from every single person who was involved with it. And it felt like a beautiful, intentional offering as we were doing it, as we were creating the content.
That reads
and so
through.
To see the fruits of that, right, to see that has translated and that is how it was received is just really a beautiful feeling. And I'm so grateful. And so I just wanted to share that because I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. I really am. And if you're listening to this and you had any hands in that, please make yourself known. I'd love to know. And whoever sent me that bounty in full box. Yes. I'm grateful, but I want to know where it came from so I can say thank you.
No, I love that.
What's yours this week, sister?
No, I'm grateful. I'm grateful as well. I want to encourage people who have not yet voted for the Black Kitchen series on Signal Awards. Please do that because we want to support this content. And sister, you know, I think that it's not surprising that folks are pushing this content out. Because it's great content. It's awesome work. And so I'm excited that it is getting the recognition that it deserves. So shout out to you and the whole team.
Thank you, sister.
At Black Kitchen Series. My Black Women Self-Care is pretty basic. But, you know, as I've been on the road for work, traveling for the last 6 weeks, and I told you guys that this is the first weekend in a long time that I got to be in my own home, in my own space. And so I took that time this weekend to reconnect to my house, spend some time here. I went grocery shopping. I cooked in my own kitchen. I spent most of the weekend here at home. Had a little work to do, but, you know, really just sort of let myself be at home, enjoying my space. And y'all know I love it here. So it was just a beautiful weekend for me to reconnect to my house and why I love it. And very simple and nondescript, but very meaningful because I just love my house. And I was so grateful to just spend some time undisturbed, unbothered.
Ooh, you deserve that.
In my own space. God is good.
Sister, isn't that... I did the same thing this weekend and I didn't realize how much I needed it. And you know what? That's what it was.
Reclaim your time.
What I did on Sunday that I was telling Tristan I want to make a lot more regular is Sunday dinner.
Sunday dinner.
I realized that I have gotten away from Sunday dinner.
I too.
And it is important to our ancestral beings.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? To our roots. And so I was like, I want Noah to grow up and say she ate Sunday dinner. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like she had that. So I want to be a lot more intentional about that. And it felt good. I made a roast.
Yes.
With a good gravy.
You know, we love
and
gravy.
A side of white rice.
You know, we love rice and gravy.
Some yams and mac and cheese because you must have them together. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, some collard greens and some cornbread.
A sturdy Sunday dinner.
I too
made myself some meals. I made some fried cabbage. I made some smothered chicken and rice and gravy as well.
Ooh.
A time was had.
Oh, that might be next, because you know I was going back and forth between collard greens and cabbage. Mm-hmm. And I think next time I'm going to make cabbage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love a cabbage.
Yes.
Love the cabbages.
I do love a cabbage. Well, that is our self-care. And now we're going to round this out on the negative note that we love to and head on over to these petty peeves.
Petty.
It's that time of year again to bring the HBCU energy. Target has you covered from a range of Black-owned or founded products alongside impactful opportunities to support and invest in the next generation of HBCU excellence. Whether it's homecoming or brunch with the girls, add an exclamation point to the menu with the Bronx-owned Ghetto Gastro's waffle mix and syrup and Slutty Vegan's tasty dips. Even better, make it a party with fun games like Lyrically Correct and Culture Karaoke. Discover more ways to tap in with Black-owned or founded products for your next social gathering. And oh, by the way, did you know Target's bringing back the HBCU Design Challenge? A creative competition pairing HBCU students with Target mentors. Keep an eye out for Target Scholars as well, a scholastic program offering financial assistance and internship opportunities for HBCU students. Lock in with Target this homecoming season and beyond at target.com/blackbeyondmeasure. You know what else Target is doing? They're sponsoring season 2 of Illuminating Intersectionality, hosted by myself, Chef Jade, Dr. Takiya Robinson, and Fran of Hey Fran Hey. It's a 3-part series, season 2, that discusses intersectionality as Black women in different spaces. And in this particular season, we are covering what? HBCUs. Episode 1 focuses on illuminating Black women scholars and the scholarly contributions of Black women at HBCUs. Episode 2 focuses on exploring intersecting identities in predominantly Black spaces, where Fran talks about the foreign-born experience and HBCUs and how we can unify as the diaspora. And episode 3, hosted by your girl, explores cultural expression and the HBCU experience through the legacy of food and culture. Illuminating Intersectionality drops homecoming week. Make sure you listen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And I want to be very responsible of the things I say to my sister, because everybody know I can be real petty. P-E to the T-T-Y, honey.
Time for the petty peeves. This is very petty, and, you know, it is selfish, but nonetheless, I must express it because it's on my spirit. My nail lady.
Oh. I know what you're saying.
The last appointment I had was right before we were going to Vegas for Renaissance.
Let it out.
And, you know, I'm there and she's doing my Renaissance nails. And, you know, I did all these facets of different metallics, mm-hmm. bronze and copper and gold and silver.
Beautiful.
And then she tells me at the end of the appointment, I'm going to be going to Japan for the next month to go visit my family. And I said, oh, month, okay. Like, you're coming back, like third week in September? And she was like, no, first week in October. Mm. Oh, nigga. Do you want to go ahead and make your appointment? And I did. And do you know I'm still living with these Renaissance nails now?
I understand.
And I feel...
I've been where you are.
I feel so raggedy.
I've been exactly where you are. They're all grown out.
Nobody can really tell because of the design that I have. Yes, I'm showing you all on Patreon. I'm giving the transparency. Nobody could tell because of the design, but when I look at them, I've got a quarter inch of motherfucking growth.
I've been where you are. I know this. I know this trauma well.
And listen,
I acknowledge that, you know, those who work in the service industry, you're entitled to your vacation time. You're entitled to spend time with your family. We're not saying that you should. I just would offer that we really miss you when you're gone.
Oh, you know how we say, like, you know, if I don't show up to this job, nothing's going to blow up. When you don't show up, it does. And like it, you know, we got to live in the rubble. Because you deserve to live your life. But we do want you to know that you are sorely.
It's a relationship. Missed. It's absolutely a relationship. Yeah. So yes, I fully resonate and align with what you're saying.
It's like when your nigga be gone for a long time, you ain't had no dick forever. Mm. So when he comes back, it's like, oh, you know what I mean? Speaking of which, I asked Kia before this. I was like,
oh my God.
I wonder. I'm not going to do this. I need to do more research. But you know how aloe can be pH balancing, and aloe is found in a lot of natural vaginal
products. I'm sure somebody who listens to this show knows the answer to this.
Not the Summer's Eve and stuff, but you know, like the natural ones. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it can be used, aloe gel, as a lube. I just wonder. And I wonder if you know what it means.
I do not.
That was just a random question I had. Anyway, what's your petty peeve?
My petty peeve is for, so I was buying some clothes. My friend is getting married in a couple of weeks and I have to attend the wedding. Looking forward to that. It is a black.
Gorgeous.
It's a black tie wedding. I think this is my first black tie wedding. So naturally, we're looking for the gowns, darling. Beautiful gowns.
Yeah, beautiful gowns.
Great dresses. And I came across a website. I will not disclose the name. But I did come across a website and I found a dress and I was looking at the size chart. I understand. Understand that these companies have the right to size their products as they see fit. I understand that. Mm-hmm. Howsoever, I do feel like there are certain things that are just egregious. and I'm speaking specifically, and we know size. I am working. I'm in my era of reframing and
reframing era. That's a good one.
Adjusting my concept of things, and you know, size is an issue for me. It's been an issue for me. It's deeply connected to trauma. I used to be teased around the size of my clothes. My mom used to threaten me with getting my clothes from the plus size store as a
Mrs.
child.
Section.
Yeah. And so size.
That was so ugly. Why would you all call a section a little Mrs.? Yeah. That's so fucking ugly. Go ahead.
So I have a lot of, I'm working through some things as it relates to the number on the label in the clothes.
Okay.
But this particular company, you know, you have the size chart. They'll mm-hmm. show like large, extra large, and they'll show the corresponding numeric size. Mm-hmm. This company, an extra large, was a size 10.
Okay. Because I recently saw another one where an extra large was also a 10. And I was like,
an extra large was a size 10. A double X was a size 12. A triple X, 3X was a size 14. And the corresponding measurements, the hip measurements for the triple X size 14 was like 42. Whose hips? Whose?
Are 42.
Nobody wearing a size 14.
Like, that's around your ass.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody wearing a size 14 jeans has a 42-inch hip. I will go on the record saying that that is just an impossibility. The math does not math. It does not compute.
Sounds like boy math.
So my petty peeve is for this sizing that is counterproductive. Because who does a size 10 extra large help? Who does that help? Who does that affirm? Who? Mm-mm.
Yeah. The math's not mathing.
And I'm still doing my work. And shout out to all of the, you know, all of the fitness girls, the shapely, slim, thick fitness girls who have been helping me in my reframing journey by, you know, helping me to understand that some of your favorite fitness girls are wearing size 16 jeans because they have
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing wrong with it being a size 16, but you know, I'm just sort of in my, just owning my own sort of issues around this and just saying that I was particularly triggered by the number on the sizing chart. So that was my petty peeve for the week.
That's fair. That is frustrating. When I was doing the pants, which I need to bring back, I was like, how do I wanted to make sure that it wasn't triggering people's traumas, that, you know, it was as accurate sizing as possible based off of a black woman's body and measurements. You know what I'm saying? The fit was explained. This, if you want a looser fit, get this one. If you want whatever fit, get this one. And we just did it as a 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. Try to keep it streamlined as we could. And so I don't think a lot of these companies realize what they're doing when they do that. It's also like, you know, it's somebody 00 who may not understand the body of somebody who is a size 16 and how to, and that's why you need to diversify your staffs and people who are working with you so that you can include all that you can or be accurate in what you have.
Yeah. And I mean, conversely, on the other side of the spectrum, extra small started at like a size 4. And I know that there are people who are smaller than a size 4
absolutely.
Who would not be served by this particular brand. So I understand that there are challenges. We're talking about sort of marketing and commercial, like, you know, when you want to sell a product, there are certain restrictions and things that you don't have control over. But like you said, mm-hmm. sis, there are ways that you, as a distributor, wanted to be intentional about being inclusive and making people Absolutely. Feel good as they buy your products. And so,
absolutely,
you know, having a wide range of representation, you know, all that stuff matters. So, yeah, that's just my honest issue. I recognize that it is personal to me and my stuff, mm-hmm. and it may not be something that's wide, you know, widely felt or experienced. But it was just like, come on now, I'm a tall. And a size 10 for me.
Literally, in no reality, is a size 10 an extra large. It's just not.
Come on.
It's just not. And literally, it's also not a 42-inch hip.
42-inch hips is given, like, whose hips?
Maybe when I was 18. It's like, I don't know. Anyway,
no, but I said
and
that
shout out
on,
to you for doing your work as well.
I'm trying,
and
I really
and
am.
Trying to reframe really and know that this is not a personal attack. Mm-hmm. It also does not speak or negate the hard work that you've been doing to keep yourself healthy.
I'm just being
healthy.
Honest that it made yeah. me, it was very cringy. I had to literally get off the internet and give myself a break after I saw that. It was like this dress. And I mean, they were very clear. It was very clear that I didn't need to get the dress because they was like, please follow the size chart. There is no stretch, no lycra.
Yeah, no.
I'm
no,
like, so this
no.
is
we
just,
we don't
yeah.
need all of this. No.
But I'm just standing in solidarity with my girls who may be out here. If you a size 10 and you wearing a 2X, know that we know your pain. I feel you, sis. I do.
We feel you, y'all. And that is another episode of Getting Grown.
Yes, it is.
Thank you all so much for tuning in every single week. Thank you all for supporting. We just had mother episodes, a very special episode featuring our sisters,
yeah.
Franiqua and Crystal Jean. Mm-hmm. And so we hope you all enjoyed that. We'd love to hear your feedback, your experiences in the same way that we discussed your eras and you were the mm-hmm. visual there. Let's discuss your relationships with your mothers too. Because again, this is a community-based show. And it's really all about personal experiences and people knowing that they are not alone within those experiences. So with that being said, sis, take them out, tell them what to do.
Make sure that you're doing your best to moisturize your mind by attending to the business that is yours and yours alone. You also want to moisturize your insides by drinking enough water, making sure that you're prioritizing, you know, getting hydrated and staying that way. And you also want to yes. moisturize your skin, which is your largest organ. Tell them why, sis.
Because your black will absolutely crack if it is dry. Oh, and make sure you tune into the Patreon. We got lots of good stuff coming your direction.
Exclusive.
Kia did some stuff. I did some stuff. We keep doing stuff.
We coming back. We coming back to the Patreon.
Own
that, you know, we got committed to things and fell away from our schedule, but we're getting back on track.
Oh, absolutely. We are pushing out the content now, okay?
Content.
So, you know, I'm relocking my hair with my friend and we're twisting and talking mm-hmm. and Kia is talking about amazing Kia-esque things. And I'm going to be making onion powder and boosting things for the immune system.
We should cook, sis. So, we should get on there yes. and cook together.
Well, if you come for Thanksgiving,
that's
we can redo our Thanksgiving, our greens from last year, but we can do more.
These are facts. These are actuals and factuals. We will work that out.
Think through that.
I will.
Anywho, we were supposed to be ending the show, so thanks, everybody. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Mom
deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.